It's raining hard outside, and Arthur looks out to the large cross sticking up out of the mudflat. He frowns and looks on in amazed horror as the mud stirs close to the cross, and he sees the figure of a boy climb up out of the mud. The boy stands looking up at the house, then begins to walk slowly towards it. Arthur looks at his own pallid reflection in the window. He touches the glass, and his reflection is replaced by that of a screaming woman. Arthur recoils across the room and watches as his handprint evaporates from the pane of glass. Hearing the dog barking, Arthur runs to the top of the stairs. He sees the dog is barking at the front door, which is rattling as if someone were outside, trying to get in. Arthur walks slowly down the stairs. He gets to the bottom and walks across the hall. As he gets closer, he sees the doorknob turn as if someone outside were twisting it.
Who's there?
The doorknob abruptly stops moving. As Arthur stares at it, the doorknob starts moving again with renewed vigour. Arthur walks over to the door and takes hold of the doorknob. He steels himself, then yanks the door open. There's no one on the step. He goes outside and walks down the front steps. He looks out across the rain-lashed garden towards the woods. Suddenly, he notices a group of phantom children standing at the edge of the woods. One of them he recognizes as Victoria, the little girl who died in his arms. Horrified, Arthur backs away up the steps and flees back into the house. He shuts the door behind him and presses his back to it. He tries to marshal his thoughts. As he does so, he looks down and sees a set of wet child's footprints tracking away across the hall and up the stairs. He looks around warily, then sets off to investigate. Once again, he climbs the stairs. The music is emanating from the nursery. With a look that's a mixture of determination and dread, Arthur sets off towards it. He takes another candle from a candlestick and uses it to light his way. The wet footprints lead into the room. Toys lie scattered on the floor. The music is coming from a clockwork clown. Arthur steps into the room and looks warily around. He switches the clown off, then steps cautiously into the middle of the room. He catches sight of something which scuttles across the room at speed. Looking up, he sees an apparition of a hanged woman drop from the ceiling. The candle falls from his hand, and the rocking chair begins to rock crazily back and forth. Arthur gets on his hands and knees to retrieve the candle. Another clockwork clown grins sinisterly in the gloom. Arthur gets to his feet and struggles to light a match. The hanging woman has vanished.